You're one of my brother's best friends, and I've seen you looking at me in a certain way lately. You started looking at me different when my body changed. I have breasts now and a curvy body, and something else that I didn't have before. What feels like an almost constant state of sexual arousal. It seems like almost anything gets me horny. The intensity of hot water spraying from my shower head between my legs. The feel of my smooth thighs rubbing together as I walk. The feel of my panties over my little pussy, almost chafing me in the most delicious way. I see boys at school, mostly the older boys, and I imagine them touching me and doing things to me, very dirty things. I think about having their cum all over me. Not that long ago, I finally discovered how to give myself some relief. Well, temporary relief anyway. I learned how to rub my little pussy and clit to make myself come. I figured out that what really works best is to get on my hands and knees on my bed and bunch up my sheets and pull it taut and pull it backwards and forwards between my legs to create friction on my clit. I can only do that when I'm alone at home, though. I can't control my loud moans when I come that way. It doesn't matter how many times I come, though. I always want more. I could play with myself all day long and not get enough. What I need is for real cock. In my mouth, in my pussy, maybe in my ass. I shudder. I think I have concluded that I'm just a dirty little slut. But that's okay. It's what I want to be. I always thought you were cute. In a little girl crush kind of way, but now I'm seeing you in a different light. I started fantasizing about you, about things I'd let you do to me, about things I want to do to you. Lately, I've been dressing for you, or undressing for you might be a better way to say it. I can't be too blatant with my brother and parents around, but I'm sure you've noticed that when you're around, I wear very short shorts and tank tops that leave my belly bare, and of course I sunbathe outside with my tiniest bikini. The other day, you and my brother came out to the backyard while I was laying on my back, my smooth teen skin oiled up and glistening in the sun. When my brother turned around, I saw you continuing to stare at me, so I opened my legs for you. You still didn't look away. I got very wet. After you left, I went to my bedroom, stripped off my little bikini, and laid on my back, naked on my bed, not caring that I got suntan oil all over my sheets. I imagined you walking up and pulling off my bikini bottoms and burning your face between my legs. I came almost as hard as the sheets between my legs and had to bite my pillow to stifle my loud moans. Whenever I can get away with it, I walk around the halls between our bedrooms and our bathroom in just my little panties and a short t-shirt, hoping that you'll catch an accidental glimpse of my bare legs and smooth round ass. My brother told me that you were coming over tonight and the two of you were hanging out in your room. I'm going to be prepared. I take off my clothes and sit on the floor to shave my little pussy bare. This is yet another activity that gets me super horny. I get naked and spread my legs and put the shaving gel all around my little cunt and carefully shave every bit of hair from around my teen pussy. I check all around with my little fingers to make sure I'm perfectly smooth. Then I finger fuck myself and play with my clit until I come. I put on my skimpiest panties that are almost see-through, and a short t-shirt that is tight across my breasts and exposes my belly. I lay on my bed with my door cracked open, and I listen for sounds coming from my brother's room in the hallway. Anytime I hear something, I stand up and open the door wider, hoping to give you a glimpse. The first time I get lucky, and it's you there, I stand in my doorway and smile at you boldly. You stop dead and leer at me, your eyes moving over me from head to toe and back. You flush, and I can tell I've got you bothered. I even think I can see a bulge in your shorts. I think a cock is hard for me, and that makes me wet. I duck back in my room. I'm panting, and I lie in the bed and run my hands over my warm thighs and my hot, wet pussy through my panties. It's late now, and the hallway is dark. I hear a noise in the hallway, and I get back up and open the door and stand in my doorway. There you are, standing very still, watching me. I look you in the eye, and then I pull my panties down to mid-thigh, exposing my bald little pussy to you. Looking at you, I say in a soft, sensual voice, I shaved my little cunt ball today. Do you like it? You don't say anything in reply. You just stare, and my tiny, bald teen cunt practically salivating. I look down at my pussy and use the middle finger of my right hand and move it up and down my cleft. There's a wet sound as my fingers move up and down. I look back up and catch your gaze again. After getting my fingers soaking wet from my pussy, I bring it up to my mouth and start to suck it like a cock. I suck it and lick it slowly, letting out little moans, never breaking eye contact with you. I lick and suck my fingers clean. I smile at you once more and walk back into my room, closing the door behind me. I'm panting loudly, unable to believe how brazen I've behaved. My panties are soaked. I lay down on the bed on my back, spreading my legs and touching myself through my panties, but I don't let myself come. I take off my shirt, but I leave my soaked panties on as I get under the thin sheets and go to sleep. I wake up as I hear my door creak open. I smile, but don't move. I see you walk across the side of my bed. You stand there looking down at me. I can hear your labored breathing. I can see your rock-hard cock practically bursting out of your shorts. I pretend to be asleep, but I shift in the bed on my tummy, so the sheets fall away, giving you a view of my almost naked body. You move closer. After a moment, I feel your warm hand caressing my ass. My heart is beating faster and my breathing quickens. It takes all of my self-control to keep from moaning out loud. Your fingers move under my panties, and I feel you pulling on the material. I turn over groggily and look up at you. What are you doing? You freeze, unable to tell if I'm about to yell for my parents or brother. I smile and reach up to your shorts, unbuttoning and unzipping them and pulling them down. I pull down your boxers and your cock springs out. I take it into my little hands and look up at you. Are you going to fuck me? I turn over onto my back and spread my legs apart. You seem unable to move with your cock in my hand. Still looking at you, I open my mouth and put out my tongue. I start to lightly pull your cock towards my wet mouth. You finally unfreeze and take a step towards me. Then my mouth is full of your cock. I lick along the length and take you into my throat, gagging myself. You pull out, looking a little scared. It's okay. Put it in my mouth. Gag me some more, please. You push your cock back into my waiting mouth. You fuck my face until I gag, pull back, fuck my throat until I gag again. We continue this for a while. My pussy is gushing and my panties are soaking wet. You pull out of my mouth and I grab your cock again and rub it against my titties. You climb on top of me and I press my C-cup breast together around your cock. You fuck my teen titties. I moan and stick out my tongue, trying to lick the tip of your cock each time. You push it up between my firm teen girl breasts. Your fingers work between my legs, moving the wet material of my panties to one side as you start to finger fuck me. I moan louder and spread my legs aside, wanting to give you complete access to me. You roughly pull my panties down and off, getting me naked. And I feel the tip of your cock press between my pussy lips. You are waiting, looking down at me. It's my first time, but I want it to be you. I want you to break my cherry, to break me in. I want you to fuck my tight little virgin cunt. This breaks whatever self-control you have left. You shove your cock forward into my pussy. You whisper coarsely into my ear. You fucking cock-teasing little whore. Is this what you want? I scream in pain as my hymn breaks, but it's also incredibly pleasurable. The feeling of being filled up, the friction against my clit, the feeling of being fucked. Yes, use me like the little whore I am. I deserve to be fucked and used after how I teased you. After a while, the pain mostly subsides. I can tell that I'm going to be sore, but that feeling is eclipsed by the incredible pleasure of finally having your cock in me. You stick your tongue in my mouth as we fuck. I wrap my legs around you and thrust up to meet you as hard as I can. Your moans start to escalate. Your thrusts slow but get even harder. Finally, you shove yourself inside me to the deepest point and hold your cock in me. You groan loudly and shoot your hot cum deep inside my tight cunt. I can feel myself start to come and bury my scream in your mouth, pushing my cum against you as hard as I can. You collapse on top of me, panting. I can feel cum and my virgin blood leaking out of me onto the sheets. You've broken me and you've made me the dirty little teen slut that I am. I can't wait to explore how dirty I can become.